Fake education is a dead end. Do not attempt to test if the world is ran by people who peaked in high school. You have been artificially dragged down by lies, by poverty, fake education, fake worries, and walls everywhere. It's so bad that you think of people who reject that trash as gifted. You are just as gifted. So as long as you start learning on your own. Maybe ages ago you had an argument against programming, but now with AI doing all the typing, you are free to invent while you learn on your own pace and in your own sequence. Your first act of rebellion is learning to program with the help of AI. And then you set up an automated business that takes care of its own self. It's like building a walking robot, but in the world of business. This is about building virtual worlds with objects so that you can use them as symbolic workflow engines. But the point is to get out and grab onto something powerful. Programming being one of the most powerful and amazing things. The point is not to participate in fake education or fake it until you make it or pretend to learn in any way for any reason. You have an infinite mind being kept stressed out. Just as soon as vacation is over became depressing to you, you needed to start learning on your own and not doing the things that scatter your mind. It is somewhat possible to learn programming in school, but it will be hundreds of times slower, and you will learn the wrong languages in the wrong sequence on top of that. They'll get you every which way if you follow their directions and still end up dancing on your grave whilst singing balanced education. Every scientist, every philosopher, every authentic leader worth their salt learned on their own. They were not taught by someone else. That's a fantasy. You may learn from others, but only when your own efforts outline a gap that you can inherit into. You have to have the need for it, to integrate it. And that, again, takes you back to learning on your own. Do not ask if following everybody else's directions will devastate your life, despite their good intentions. Just start learning what moves you today, move on to what moves you next week, and wait until you eventually hop all the way around and return to the first thing. That will outline your large circle of curiosity. On your second pass, you will already begin rising on top of what you have already learned. Stress is poison. It is everywhere and probably deadly. Only hiking and camping can help you. And for weeks at a time, not just 2 weeks, more like 8 weeks, 10 weeks, until you are ready for narrated books and you can hear what the teachers are saying. Until you have your mind cleared of this nonsense, it will not stick. You are not even ready to listen to a book. Pack your backpack. You have to frequently return to the trails for a few years. That's the only way you can truly set yourself free from stress. That's how powerful and toxic it is. You actually have to unplug yourself from the rest of the world. If you try to learn programming tomorrow morning, again they got you. Stress will trick you into thinking that you are not smart enough. You don't just need a vacation. Vacation is how you live and learn and thrive and grow. It's the only way your mind expands. What they've been calling vacation is actually the normal life. The people who see you as a resource use shame to box you in. Don't let them make you feel guilty for living and learning and thinking. Get out of the fog. You are meant to grow all the way up until you become a great being.